I think more than just even supporting us, it's about like supporting each other, loving each other better, and like doing better to help our planet.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously, check out LA startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I am hyped. I'm hyped because I get one of my really good friends who is this powerful woman in LA Tech here tonight with me in the Santa Monica Sound Studio. So excited to share her story, her startup, everything that she's doing, and just how brilliant she is. I've known her for years and I've watched her like blossom into literally this powerful leader, and it's awesome. And so I can't wait to dive into it, talk about just everything, how she got it involved in the tech world, in the LA tech space, and how she is growing her startup that she's the chief brand officer for. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Esprit. Thank you so much for having me. I am just as excited to be here with you. I literally just did two like little bunny hops out of pure excitement, and I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Okay, Sarah, go ahead and formally introduce yourself to everybody and tell them a little bit about Pavement.
So I am Sarah Zarel, and I'm with Pavement, which is a peer-to-peer marketplace that connects people looking for parking with people that have parking to share.
And what? Why was this concept created? Like, how is it different than everything else that exists right now?
Well, there are a couple different parking apps in the space right now, and a lot of them open it up so that you can reserve commercial parking. And so where we're different is that we're actually trying to unlock underutilized inventory.
Right.
Because in LA, there are actually 18.5 million parking spaces. And that means that there's actually three parking spaces for every registered car in LA. Yeah. So parking shouldn't be a problem. But most of those spaces are locked up and people can't access them.
Right.
So we exist to unlock the parking spaces that you and I can't normally park in.
Can I even use Pavement to long-term park my car?
Yes, you can. You can use it. You can be driving around trying to find a parking space and open it up and book your parking right there on the spot, or you can reserve it in advance. Maybe you're buying tickets to go see a show at the Hollywood Bowl and you don't want to get involved in their stacked parking.
Yes.
So you can actually just park in someone's driveway, ride up the hill, carry your picnic basket down into the bowl, and then when you're done, just get right out and not have to deal with the traffic.
That's awesome. Not just that, I was thinking even if you go out in Hollywood on a Saturday night, you don't want to be stuck paying like a gazillion dollars for a parking spot or the long-term parking. Or how about just going to LAX, taking a flight? It's much cheaper, I'm sure, to use Pavement than it is to park at the airport.
Yeah, 100%. On average, you can park at the airport with some of our hosts down there for $15 a day.
Yeah.
And we've got some really incredible hosts in that area that will actually like pick you up and drop you off and wash your car and give you an oil change.
Really?
And there's all these other like really fun add-ons that you can have to really have like a VIP experience.
Whoa.
When you're
really
traveling.
Cool.
And there's nothing better than like getting off the plane and walking outside and being able to get into your car. You don't even have that experience if you park at the airport, and with Pavement you do.
That's so awesome. Okay. So why was this created? Like, what was the pain point? Who experienced the pain point and why solve it?
So Randall Jamail, who is our founder and CEO, started working as a consultant with two guys in New York who were trying to build a parking community that would allow people to trade parking spaces.
Yeah.
And he is located in Texas. And he also, you know, in most kind of football cities, people stand outside with signs and they, you know, are trying to sell like their yards and stuff. Yeah. So Randall made the connection. He was like, oh, like what if they didn't have to like stand outside anymore? And so they were working on kind of like combining those two ideas. Yeah. And then I met Randall and was like, you know what? You should build Airbnb for parking. And he was like, yes, that's what I should do. And we must work together. And that's what we've done.
Smart guy.
I mean, I just... He's a smart guy. The smartest guy, really.
And why were you so passionate now to be one of the key leaders in the team? Like, why this idea? Why is it something that drives you every day? I kind of love using the word drives when we're talking about pavement. But yeah,
it's very catchy.
What drives you every day to make this the best LA tech company it could be?
So I'm really passionate about making the world a better place, as cheesy as that sounds. And I think there are lots of different ways that you can make a positive impact. And in the current climate, there's not as many people as there should be that are focused on things like climate change and the impact that your car has. Yeah. And I think that it just needs more attention in any way that we can reduce our footprint. We should be doing it. And 30% of city traffic is caused by people driving in circles looking for parking.
Is pavement only located in LA right now, or is it beyond LA?
So right now, LA is our pilot city. We'll be moving into new markets in 2018.
Yeah.
But for now, it's just in LA.
Yeah.
But look out for us.
Can you please have pavement in Montreal?
I mean, I would love to have pavement in Montreal. And that is not too far outside of the realm of possibilities.
Let me tell you how frustrating it was to park a car in Montreal. Like, never again. It was just such a nightmare. Like, how is I'm from Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's crazy. And then what people don't think about is the environmental impact that circling the block has. In LA alone, it actually comes to 4.2 billion tons of CO2 in the air every year just from people looking for parking. So I'm passionate about it because if people know where they're going before they leave their house, or they're able to find parking as soon as they reach their destination because they can just open up an app and park in a driveway nearby, then we can actually reduce CO2 in the air by 30%, have less smog, and people can have a happier life.
That's
and be
awesome.
Less stressed. So I'm able to kind of like hit that personal mission of making the world a better place, both on reducing stress levels of people who live in LA and reducing emissions and helping curb climate change.
I never thought of it that way. How about downtown LA? Because I know downtown LA is one of the hardest places to get proper parking. Do you guys have spots in downtown LA too?
So downtown LA is one of the hardest markets for us because there are so many gates, and we're currently working on developing a hardware software solution that will be able to open those gates up. But we haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So
it's in the works.
It's in the works. And so downtown will be a market that we will move into. But right now we don't have a ton of inventory in that little borough, as we're kind of calling it. We have some partner lots that are not commercial, but are kind of like excess inventory. Yeah. But we definitely could use more parking in downtown. That's probably where we have our smallest offering.
And how big is the team?
The team is actually 40 people, including our brand ambassadors here in LA, and then another 8 people in development up in San Francisco.
What does it mean to be a brand ambassador for pavement?
So our brand ambassadors go out, and not only do they do good works in the community, so if they're like walking around, they're like mandated to pick up trash,
right?
And like help people across the street in the crosswalk if they need help.
Right.
But they also go and onboard hosts and hand out coupons.
Oh, cool.
To try to get people driving and answer questions. They volunteer.
Incentives do they have?
I mean, we pay them.
Oh, you pay
hard, cold cash.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean,
they're team members. They're our street team. Like, but I would rather call them brand ambassadors because I think it's cuter.
It is cuter. But I mean, who wouldn't want to be a brand ambassador if it involves getting paid?
Yeah, I mean, like, Who doesn't love getting paid?
Yeah. No. Way better than the term street team. And okay, so how long has Pavement existed?
So Pavement was founded in 2015, mm-hmm. officially. And since 2015.
And why LA and not one of the other tech cities like San Francisco or New York or Austin?
So LA is perfect for us because there's a parking problem.
Yeah.
And it's also just the right model for us in that there are a lot of high demand areas that have residential parking right next to the Troubadour.
Yeah.
And right next to the Coliseum. And so it's kind of the perfect landscape for us. And there's also wonderful talent here that we're able to tap into. And I live here.
And are you from LA originally?
I'm not from LA. I'm from Florida.
And when did you move to LA?
I've been in LA for 10 years.
And when did you transition into the tech world?
I started working in tech about 4 years ago. Maybe three and a half years ago.
Very cool. Yeah. What does it mean to be a chief brand officer?
So it's a relatively new title, though if you have a Google alert on chief brand officer, you will see that almost every major company, that's the hire that they're making. Right. To us, and the proper definition is basically that they oversee everything from PR to brand initiatives to customer service to user experience. Yeah. And really, it's that a chief brand officer develops the brand story and then checks to make sure it's consistent across every single department in the organization. As companies are growing and changing, we're learning that the brand that you build and the lifestyle around that brand is really important. And it's not just about the product. Yeah. It's about the lifestyle that goes hand in hand with that brand.
How many spots do you guys have?
So we have 4,000 spaces across Los Angeles. Because we have the best brand ambassador team that ever was.
That's like a lot of spaces.
Yeah, we've had a really thoughtful acquisition strategy. And we know that just like if you opened up Lyft and there wasn't a car around to pick you up, you'd never open it up again. We know that if you open up Pavement and there's not a place for you to park, you're not going to open it up. So we've put a lot of emphasis as we've refined our product on the hosting experience and onboarding a robust number of hosts so that everywhere you go throughout LA, if it's near a venue or it's a high demand area, there's going to be a place for you to park.
Let's talk about hosting. Can you share with us one remarkable hosting story or maybe a host that really touched your heart or something from your hosting world?
So we've got a lot of really great hosts and they're all in different areas and they kind of all have cute stories. I think the one that's the most inspirational is this guy named Gageek who has a lot down at LAX. And he is so excited about what we're doing that he's the one that's like, oh, well, can I wash people's cars? Well, I also have a garage here. Can I give people oil changes? And we're like, sure, we can totally figure out a way for you to have these add-ons. And then that kind of has inspired us to not just be a parking app, right? But we actually want to be a platform for upcoming entrepreneurs to like make more money from the resources that they have. And so it's not just about unlocking underutilized parking inventory. It's actually about unlocking underutilized resources across the board.
And what's his name again?
His name is Gageek.
Gageek. I love that. Do you know about Refill Fuel?
Yes, I do know about Refill Fuel because they're a sponsor of you and you can use We Are LA Tech.
Oh my God, you're the cutest.
As the coupon code to get $10 off your first time using them.
That's true. However, I do really love Refuel Fuel because like it's gas on demand.
Yeah, it's like, amazing. It would actually be a really dope integration with
That's
us.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It would be really cool.
It's like makes my life better that I don't have to go to a gas station.
I hate the gas station.
Yeah.
My hands get dirty. People try to
talk to you. I'm one of those people that lets the car go past E and I'm like, I'll be fine. I just don't want to stop and be inconvenienced going to a gas station. And I love that I could just be like, the car's over there. And then I come out and the gas tank is full.
That would be so rad for someone to be able to park with Pavement.
That's what I'm saying.
And then have their car full of gas when they come back.
Right.
And have had a car wash
Yeah.
Maybe one of these like waterless car wash
services.
Yeah,
we have another LA startup, I think, that does a waterless car wash. But I'll introduce you. Anyway, that's the only reason I thought of it. But yes, that was very cute. I can tell you listen to the podcast.
Okay. Proud supporter.
So what LA tech event do you think is a must go to in our little small town?
Well, I mean, obviously, we are LA tech events.
Thank you. Thank you.
To be perfectly honest, I do not get out and about as much as I should. And I don't have a vast amount of experience going to different networking events because I'm so busy running
you guys,
a company.
Don't you guys do like a really, I remember this from last year, really cool Halloween party?
Yeah, we do throw fun parties at our office.
Yeah.
Whether they're like wrap parties for content we've created or Halloween parties.
Because you have an amazing, like, you have an amazing space that one is decorated like impeccably. It's impeccably decorated. Anyway, you're a super talented interior designer.
Thank you.
I guess your passion hobby.
Yeah, it's just a fun thing.
And then you have all this artwork everywhere. So it's like an experience to come to your office and like just even be in the culture of pavement.
Yeah, the culture that we've tried to create, you know, we really want it to be a place where people want to work and they want to show up and they want to be productive. And we really believe in working smarter rather than harder.
Yeah.
Although you should work hard too, but just to work smart and enjoy your time, because people spend so much time at work. If you don't like your environment, then you're just miserable, and happy people produce more.
Total. How large is your team?
40. We're a team
of
40.
Yeah, you were saying that, including your
brand ambassadors. In the office on a daily basis, we have, I guess it would be 20... About 20 or 21, yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And what LA Tech talent or company have you come across lately who's really impressed you?
So I love our team, and I'm going to have to just help this one of our newest team members.
Love it.
His name is Jeremy. He is an incredible talent, and we're so lucky to have him. We brought him on to do QA for us.
Yeah.
To help us kind of like get through our backlog and refine things, and he's just incredible. We're so lucky to have found him. One of our brand ambassadors was in Jenny's Ice Cream in Los Feliz, and he was like scooping ice cream behind the counter, and he was like, I am a self-taught iOS developer and I would love to work with you guys.
Yeah.
And then it took us some time to bring him in because we weren't hiring at the time. And then when we finally did, I mean, he's just like really shined, and he started writing code to QA and like putting systems in place to like make his job better and like more efficient.
Yeah.
Which I just love it whenever a team member like takes that sort of initiative.
Yeah.
And he's just so bright and such a wonderful problem solver. And so, yeah, I'm really like happy to have him on board.
That's cool. Shout out to Jeremy.
He's been really incredible. And I mean, our entire team is pretty amazing.
Tell us, what is QA for those of you that don't know?
So he does quality assurance for us. So he basically like tests every new feature that we put out and makes sure that it doesn't have a bug. And if it has a bug, reports that bug and sends it back to the development team and has an engineer fix it. Though now he actually has access to our source code and he's going to be fixing smaller bugs for us, which is wonderful because our engineering staff isn't located in our LA office. So it's great to have somebody to just like boop, 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 fixed.
And is there a place do you happen to know where Jeremy can be found online, on Twitter or Insta, or do you have a handle?
No. I should
send it to us.
Okay.
Send it to carl@wearelatech.com and we'll include it in the show notes.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Jeremy's great.
Yeah. Rad. And then if you had one ask of the community, something they could do to support pavement in the success moving forward, what would that ask be?
I mean, we kind of exist to help people rethink parking in general and rethink the impact that they're having on the environment. So I think that it's so much about mindfulness and not just supporting pavement, but also supporting each other in any project or industry where people are trying to like reduce their footprint.
Right.
I think more than just even supporting us, it's about like supporting each other, loving each other better, and like doing better to help our planet. Does that count?
Is that
super cheesy?
Because I've known you for so long, I know you're so sincere about it. You've been wanting to save the world since I met you.
All I want is world peace. Sound like Miss Congeniality.
So true.
Darn it.
How can people connect with you online?
People can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Zurel. So that's just at SARAHZURELL. And that actually works across all platforms.
Awesome.
So you can Instagram, Twitter.
And Pavement is PAVEMINT.com, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Pavement, like mint as in money, because we're going to help you make extra money.
Love. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are Early Tech Podcast.
Thank you!
This has been awesome. Awesome. I just, such a powerful leader. And you guys tune in. If you listen to the We Are the Women in Tech podcast, be sure to tune in there where we take a deeper dive into Sarah and how she got involved in the tech world and became this extraordinarily powerful leader in tech. I'm so excited to feature her on that show. I will talk to you guys here. You guys, see you guys in the next episode. Remember to collaborate with more incredible people to go in LA. Go to wearelatech.com/VIP or say hello to us at We Are LA Tech on all the social channels. Bye.
Bye.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Thank you. We appreciate you.